on a phone line, Charlotte Edelman, plaintiff who initiated that lawsuit against the city of Chicago and the construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Jackson Park. Charlotte, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. There's four groups that are involved in this suit. Are you? You're one of the plaintiffs. Is that correct?
Yes, I am an individual plaintiff.
All by yourself? You are not a group? You're just
right.
Charlotte?
I am just Charlotte.
Why are you fighting this? Why are you doing this, Charlotte?
But I do want to say Protect Our Parks is a plaintiff, and there are also two other individual plaintiffs. There are four, you might say, entities, if you include humans as entities. Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. The reason I actually did it originally was early 2018, I read about the Obama Center, building a center, the Obama Foundation, I should say, building a center in Jackson Park. I was very familiar with Jackson Park because I went to the University of Chicago College and Law School. And I was kind of offended by the fact that the University of Chicago was offering Jackson Park, which is a public Chicago park, and also, by the way, happens to belong to a little portion of it, belongs to every single citizen of the state of Illinois, which gives me, as an individual, standing to file this lawsuit, even though I do not live in right next door to Jackson Park.
Well, Charlotte, the park, I'm neutral on this. I know this story's been in the news for a while. A lot of us are following it, but not that closely. Now it's taken an interesting turn, and we're paying a little closer attention. Jackson Park is about 500 acres. The
right.
proposed center would take just less than 20 of them. So that's one way to look at it. Another way is look at how much good it would do the South Side in that it would employ a couple thousand people and pump maybe $500 million into an area that folks ain't pumping money into. So the question becomes, why would you fight that?
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk about the 19.3 acres. First of all, when you have 500 acres or 550-some acres, it is a public park. There was no vote given to the city of Chicago's residents as to whether they wanted to turn this into part of it into a private center. So this was done by fiat by the mayor of Chicago. Other places might have a vote, and people could vote whether they wanted this to happen or not.
So if it was 1 acre or 500 acres, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that it's a public trust.
Exactly. It's a public park, and the public parks have a certain role in our society. They, and in fact, the Olmsted, the famous, revered landscape architect who designed Jackson Park, he actually used the word park to equate the word scenery. For him, those two words are interchangeable. And he created Jackson Park specifically with Chicago residents, if people read his materials, in mind, for people to have a place to go when they were exhausted from the toil of working in the city, the grim city. They would have a place to go that had trees and flowers and bushes and shrubs and lagoons and all these natural elements. Now, here's the thing about just 20 acres. Once you start taking 20 acres, 5 acres, whatever it is, out of a public park without asking the citizens, even if they want to do it, just by order of Mr. Emanuel, the mayor of the city of Chicago, and ordering his city council and everyone else how to vote, you then start a terrible precedent, which the next time someone else wants to build his private center, because this is a private enterprise, by the way. This is not the NARA, the National Administrative Office that runs the public.
Are you really worried that it would set such a precedent?
Absolutely.
That the next time somebody comes by with a Walmart or a George Lucas Center, that we would have to grant it to them?
No, no one has to do it, but next time somebody comes by with the prestige and of somebody like President Obama. Let's say Mayor Emanuel decides he wants to have his center in Jackson Park, or perhaps there'll be a president, another president elected from here, or some luminary, some fabulous person who everybody adores and loves, and he'll want to have his center built in Jackson Park or some other park. And everyone will say, nah, you can't do that. And then he'll say, but you did it for Obama. Why aren't you going to do it for me?
That's a red herring, too, isn't it? I mean, I can see how you could easily be cast as someone who doesn't like Barack Obama.
Not at all. And I want the center in Chicago. I want it. But here's the thing. You talked about, this segues right into your second issue of jobs and economic
benefits. Do this. Let's do this, Charlotte. I keep cutting you off only because I've been watching the clock more closely than you have. Let's do this. It's 1:30. I'm going to pause for the news.
Okay.
And then I'll give you a little more time on the other side. Is that okay?
It's fine. I'm just enjoying this no end. Take your time.
You're enjoying this to no end.
No end. Well, I didn't mean it like that. Many ends.
Well, but I think it's good. I'm glad, you know, you're serving a purpose here, and it's helping me tremendously. So stay right there, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Charlotte, stay right there.
I am.
Charlotte Adelman is the plaintiff who has initiated the lawsuit against the city. She's one of the four. She's an individual citizen who knows her rights and is fighting for them. And we're finishing our conversation with her, Phil, so let's just let her jump in here.
Sure.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where we are right now. You were going to talk with me after the break about the economic impact, but just comment on what Phil Vitale and I have been saying.
Well, I think it is the economic impact that is so significant here. I mean, you can talk about being part of a museum complex, but that's sort of like not really the issue. What's more important? There's two things that are important. One is this is a park. And as the amicus briefs that were filed in this case have proven, no park has ever been given up, no park space has ever been given up for a museum. All those museums were there before the parks were created, or else they were built on pre-existing structures. So that museum complex is, as you said, a red herring or something like that. As far as the economic benefits, Jackson Park, as I'm sure anybody knows who's been there, is not an area that is going to be accessible for economic development. It is a remote area. They're going to build a 450-car underground garage because people will have to drive there into the garage in order to get to this center. And when they get done looking at Michelle Obama's dresses and the materials from Mr. Obama's campaign, which is what Mr. Obama says is the only thing that's going to be in that center, because all of the actual materials from the administration belong to the federal government and are going to remain boxed up and in different federal depositories, because Mr. Obama opted out of NARA, so this is not a presidential library. That's after they see that kind of meager pickings, they will then go back to their cars and drive out, and they will drive somewhere to get lunch or whatever, and it's not going to be in the area because there's nowhere to build around Jackson Park. I've been there. It's apartment buildings.
I go through there a lot, and I know the area that we're talking about.
Okay.
And I don't argue with you. You know, I'm thinking about Wintrust. I'm not thinking about Wintrust. I'm thinking about Guaranteed Rate, where the White Sox play, and I'm thinking about the United Center. And while I'd say the United Center is seeing a little bit more commerce going in that direction. I don't know if it's because of the United Center. Maybe that helps. The point is, neither of those have been great economic engines for revitalizing those immediate neighborhoods.
Well, that was by design, however.
What do you mean by that?
I meant that the owners of the major tenants of those stadiums wanted it built in such a way that they would get the lion's share of any and all concessions.
Interesting. Well, but I'm wondering, too, and then think of all the other businesses that will be attracted to this multi-million-dollar facility. I think you do have a point here, Charlotte. That
I have another point I'd like to make.
Oh, okay.
I get a lot of comments on this website, you know, for the lawsuit. People write me very poignant messages. Of course, some very horrible messages. I even had to go to the police and ask about one of them. But that's beside the point. But one guy wrote me that he sits on his stoop and he looks out at all the people around with their guns shooting everybody, and all the weedy lots that he's looking at, and all the tenements that are boarded up, and he just is very angry at me because I'm preventing him from having the Obama Center in Jackson Park, which is going to revitalize the neighborhood. So I ask Mr. Obama, why don't you build your center in the neighborhood? So, right, build it on some of these weedy lots and destroy some of those derelict buildings and build it right there so people don't have to drive into a 450-car garage but can simply walk down the street, enter the building, and avail themselves of the benefits that are undoubtedly going to be offered. And not make it into a tourist place, but make it into a place for the community.
Charlotte Edelman is the plaintiff. Can you tell who initiated the the lawsuit against the city of Chicago for the construction? The judge said that while he didn't agree with all of your arguments, that you do have a case here. That
we
is,
do.
You do have a case for a case.
Yes.
It will go forward. And I'm very interested in your position on this and on the other side. I'm going to call you again, Charlotte. I thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Charlotte Edelman.